The Haines Public Library experiences two break-ins in 1 month, and the Skagway Borough Assembly delays decisions on a port consultant and VOCED project. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The Haynesboro Police Department is offering a $500 reward following repeated break-ins at the public library. The library was closed today after officers responded to a report of a break-in around 8:30 in the morning. According to a borough press release, police found library staff workspace had been vandalized and believe items may have been taken. This is not the first time the library has been broken into. According to the release, there have been 5 previous break-ins in the past 8 years. That includes one other incident this month on September 5th. In January of last year, the library reported a break-in and $250 cash missing. The other incidents happened in 2013 and 2009. Haines Police Chief Heath Scott declined to provide further information as the investigation is ongoing. The $500 reward is being offered for information leading to the suspect's arrest and conviction. Haines Police ask all inquiries about this case be directed to the chief at 766-2121. The Haines moose count stands at 4 as of Friday afternoon. All were harvested Thursday, the first day of the area moose hunt. 2 are 3-brow tine, 1 is 50-plus inch, and 1 is spike fork. At a meeting Thursday, Skagway Borough Assembly members said they wanted more information before moving forward with 2 items, port consultant proposals and a school vocational education building. Skagway sent out a call for port consultants this summer. A year ago, progress stalled on port development plans when voters rejected a tidelands lease between the municipality and White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. The hope is that an outside maritime planning firm could revitalize progress on Skagway's waterfront. The borough received 4 proposals from Moffitt & Nichol, KPFF, and Pacific Contract Company in conjunction with KPMG and CH2M Hill. A borough staff scoring committee rated KPFF's proposal the highest. KPFF is the same engineering firm that worked on the now-stalled Gateway project. But some people aren't happy with the process the borough followed in reviewing the consultant applications.
I was surprised that these proposals never came to the Port Commission.
That's Port Commission Chair Tim Borsey. He said his group should have been consulted.
In order to move forward and present something in a cohesive manner in the community, we have to get on the same page, and we still aren't.
Borough Manager Scott Hahn responded to the criticism. He said he heard that one or multiple port commissioners had talked about the request for proposals with one of the bidders.
I didn't want to take a chance on any litigation that there had been one party had gotten information different than another. So in order to do that, I kept it pure by not having the Port Commission involved.
Hahn emphasized that the Port Commission could still weigh in, just separately from the Borough Scoring Committee. Port Commissioner John Tronrud chimed in, saying he should have made an effort to put the port consultant proposals on the last meeting agenda. The Assembly agreed to delay a decision on a bidder until the Port Commission could meet and provide advice. The topic is due back at the next Assembly meeting. The Assembly also delayed a vote related to the proposed Skagway School Vocational Education Building, but not due to lack of support. Here's Assemblyman Jay Burnham.
I think it would be quite beneficial to the community to have something to where kids would have a head start on everything from welding to car mechanics to woodworking. I'm all for it.
Assemblymember Tim Cochran said the VOCAD Center could also help community members develop skills and take on jobs that are needed in Skagway.
There are mechanics in town, but they tend to get backed up, busy. We have a problem right now with one person doing furnaces. They're backed up. It'd be nice to get some more opportunities for filling that void as well.
The borough has already budgeted $140,000 this fiscal year to spend on engineering for the VOCED project. But before they move forward with that, Assemblyman Steve Burnham Jr. asked for a more detailed picture of the project. The Assembly agreed to schedule a meeting with Assembly and School Board representatives to draw up a more specific proposal. The Haynesboro Assembly was asked on Tuesday to approve sales tax exemption for three nonprofit organizations, two of which are based outside Alaska. They ultimately approved them after a lengthy discussion. The stipulations around tax exemption come up pretty regularly, and the question raised by the Assembly members is the same. Who qualifies, or better yet, who doesn't? Assembly members question the criteria for the tax break. Here's George Campbell.
Exactly how much sales tax exemption can our community handle? I look at the list that's in our packet and I shake my head. And I'm not saying that some of these organizations don't do great things, but folks, $400,000 deficit, we need to start looking at what we're doing.
The three organizations seeking exemption were the Baha'i Community of Haines and Kluckwan, the State YMCA of Michigan, and Summerside United Methodist Church, based in Ohio. The last two are from out of state, but work closely with Haines-based Alaska Mountain Guides. AMG brings in groups of people associated with the two organizations, including Boy Scouts, to participate in excursions in and around Haines. Assemblymember Mike Case questioned the two agencies asking for relief that aren't based in the borough. But AMG owner Sean Gaffney told the Assembly his business has worked hard to bring outside groups to Alaska to enjoy the state and spend their money here.
I believe that without this, that they will just go to another location. And probably with us, probably not in Haines. They'll probably go somewhere where their federal tax-exempt status is honored.
In the end, all three nonprofit tax exemptions were approved. After that, the Assembly unanimously passed a motion to send the topic to the Finance Committee to figure out more specific criteria for the sales tax immunity. According to the borough, there are around 80 nonprofits that are based or do business in Haines and are exempt from paying sales tax. Petersburg next week is welcoming around 250 business, community, and economic leaders to the annual meeting of Southeast Conference. The regional organization got started in 1958 to promote the idea of a ferry system to connect Southeast communities. It has since broadened its scope to include other infrastructure, industry, and economic development. Executive Director Shelley Wright says the main stage event this year will be a study of possible reforms to the state ferry system.
We've got some reports back from our consultants and our contractors, and we're hoping to spend a good amount of time on Wednesday discussing the reports and getting comment from folks about how to reform our marine highways in Alaska.
Southeast Conference is looking for ways to keep the ferry system operating despite the state's ongoing budget crisis, aging vessels, and other challenges facing the marine highway. Sessions on the ferry system are planned for Wednesday morning following the keynote address by Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott. A legislative panel of candidates running for state office is also scheduled for that day. Wright says the 3 days of meetings start on Tuesday, September 20th. Other sessions are planned to present population and other trends in the numbers around the region. There's also a panel discussion planned on the region's maritime workforce, an update from Alaska Airlines, and a presentation on the mariculture industry. The meeting will be held in the Petersburg Community Gym, and attendees will be filling most of the hotels and other available beds in town. Haines Mayor Jan Hill announced recently that Southeast Conference will hold its annual meeting in Haines next year. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.